CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. And we're very pleased to be joined by Tara Oh of the East Asia Research Center, because Tara's going to help us understand the presidential election in Korea, in South Korea, near at hand. And the polls say we need to learn everything we can about a candidate named Lee Jae-myung. He's 56 years old. It's not just the polls, but also London, The Economist magazine, is giving much attention to Lee Jae-myung. Tara, a very good evening to you. If I understand it correctly, the 56-year-old is vividly leading in the polls. Is he an ally, a descendant, a successor to Moon Jae-in, or is he a completely different story? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Lee Jae-myung is running for president for the election, which will be held March 9th next year. And he is not an ally of Moon Jae-in, but he is going to not only continue Moon's policies, but probably at a faster rate and maybe even more extensively. So he's actually Moon Jae-in on steroids if he gets elected.
And is it the same party, or is this a different direction that Korea is going?
It's the same party, which is a ruling party, is the Democratic Party of Korea right now.
So these are two men from the same party. Are they considered to be rivals? Do they stare at each other when they enter a room? Do they shake hands? How do they greet each other? It's unusual in America for men of the same party seeking a higher office not to pretend, at least, that they're pals.
Actually, Lee Jae-myung is mired in this really large corruption scandal case. And so his rivals are actually pointing that out, whether from within his own party or outside of his party.
So no,
and I can talk about that corruption case as well.
No backslapping. Gordon, no backslapping in the presidential election so far.
Yeah. Tara, what is Lee's view of the U.S.-South Korea alliance and the presence of U.S. troops on the peninsula?
I would say that given his pro-China and pro-North Korea background, I don't think he views the U.S. or aligns with the U.S. in a positive way. Let me just give you an example of his pro-China stance. There was a presidential election in 2017, and he ran in it. And CCTV, which you know is the Chinese state media, interviewed Lee Jae-myung. And he said if he becomes president, he will renege on the THAAD deployment. And that's when he was mayor of Songnam City. So that shows you his pro-China stance and, you know, how he views the alliance. He also has pro-North Korea leaning. There's a group called Eastern Gyeonggi Province Union, which is in Korean is called Gyeonggi Dongbu Yeonhap. And that is Lee's support base. They're extremely well organized and very active. Its members pledge allegiance to Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. They believe that the only legitimate party in Korea is the Workers' Party of Korea, which is Kim Jong-un's Communist Party in North Korea. Their goal is to unify Korea under North Korea's system through federation. So this group is extremely anti-U.S. and anti-South Korea. But it's this group that is a primary supporter of Lee Jae-myung, which allowed him to win election to be a mayor in Songnam. Songnam is a city just south of Seoul. And internally brought many of them into city government, starting with the acquisitions department. And that's where the money gets rerouted. And they continue to support. So now he is the governor of Gyeonggi Province, which surrounds Seoul. And then, of course, the presidency.
We best look into the corruption charges, because otherwise Lee's policies look to be a textbook socialist, basic income, expand credit mm-hmm. for the poor, build more public housing. That's the 20th century version of land and peace. So what is the corruption scandal that could entangle this leading candidate?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned public housing, because that is related to this massive corruption scandal. But right before that, I need to talk about one more item, because it is sort of related. Lee is inhumane. He put his own brother in an insane asylum against his will for criticizing Lee for the corruption that I'm going to talk about. And he was a mayor at that time, so he used the police to do it. And his brother died shortly after his release due to all the hardship he endured while he was in the institute. He also put another woman named Kim Sarang in an insane asylum using the police again, because she was criticizing him about this corruption. So what is this corruption? It's related to what's called the company name Hwacheon Daeyu. It's an asset management company And some believe that Lee is a true beneficiary of this. When Lee was the mayor of Seongnam, he created a city-led consortium to handle a public development project, so housing and other complexes. So it's a huge development project worth about $1 billion. The city chose Hwacheondaeyo, this company in question, which was created only a week prior to the call for this. And it has no track record, but it beat out all the competition. And in 2015, this company invested $50,000. And 5 years later, they received $550 million. So that's about 110,000% increase in 5 years. And well, it turns out that Hwacheondaeyo, that company and its subsidiaries had prosecutors, judges, and journalists on its payroll. For instance, Park Young-soo, he's a special prosecutor who was in charge of the case that led to the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. And he was receiving this hefty consultation fee. They put Park Geun-hye in jail despite no evidence of bribery or corruption. They said she was, you know, involved in corruption. But really, who is the corrupt, you know, corrupted people here? Well, at least in this case, Park Young-soo is one of them. Even his daughter was employed by Hwacheondaeyo. Earlier, you know, I mentioned about him putting his brother in insane asylum. There's also a judge. Judge Kwon Soon-il was receiving high consultation fee. And that's because Lee Jae-myung, well, not because, but it's probably related. Lee Jae-myung was pressed with various criminal charges and was found guilty, which would have prevented Lee from running for president again. But this judge, Judge Kwon, who was at the Supreme Court, reversed the lower court's decisions and found Lee not guilty, which is now allowing Lee to run for president. And one of the charges was him, you know, forcibly placing his brother in a mental institute. Finally, Lee also has close ties to the gangsters. And this is something new, you know, that we haven't really heard of Moon Jae-in. Just the other day, a man came forward, Park Cheol-min. He's the son of former Seongnam City Councilman. But more importantly, he is a key member of an international mafia, which is a gangster group. And he said he gave $2 million in bribes directly to Lee Jae-myung. He also said that Lee Jae-myung is very close to the international mafia, and he takes care of them, ensuring they get preferential treatment for government contracts, including those housing projects. And they work on the projects together. In fact, the gangsters call Lee the boss, or boss Lee Jae-myung. So this is an amalgamation of so many, complex set of corruption and, you know, different ideologies into one person. It is very dangerous.
Gordon, we have just about a minute. The Cain and Abel story in Korea.
Yes, certainly, John. Tara, what you just described would seem to be to disqualify anyone for serving as president of South Korea. Do you think that will be the case, or do you think the voters will just ignore all of this?
We have less than a minute, Tara.
Yeah, you know, the polls, if the polls are correct, he has the highest. And so another thing that he has been pursuing is giving away free money to different groups. So, for example, to the youth, he said, you know, we'll give you some basic income, or we'll give you, I mean, he's been doing that as a Gyeonggi governor. So I don't know if that's, you know, one explanation, but for some reason, he's getting support. So who knows?
China knows from some parts of your explanation. Gordon, I think China is well informed of Mr. Lee's habits, don't you, Gordon?
Yes, and they seem also to be behind it. So he's going to have a very big backer as he runs for president.
Just when you thought Moon Jae-in was a troublemaker. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, and we thank Tara Oh very much for this spirited explanation of the leading candidate for the presidency come the March of 2020. Tara's at the East Asia Research Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.